fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Hope you had a wonderful and restful weekend. I want to talk today about the fact that in Christ we are chosen. We are chosen to be sons and daughters of God, child of God. The most important title, the most important reality anybody in this world can experience is the realization and the fact of becoming a child of God in Christ. In John's Gospel, first chapter, the Apostle John said, "We beheld the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." He's describing what they as apostles encountered when they encountered Jesus through those 3 years, but also in his ascension, and then the realization of who Christ is and the outpouring of the Spirit on Pentecost. And John summarizes it this way. He said, "We beheld his glory, the glory of the only Son of God." And then he said that Jesus gave us power to become children of God. It's a good summary of what it means to become a Christian. What does it mean to become a Christian? How does that happen? Through God's power, we become his children. We share in the relationship that Jesus has with God the Father. And the apostles rejoice in this letter after letter. They begin each of their letters often exalting God's great accomplishment of the work of salvation and redemption in the person of Christ. And they talk about what it means for us now, the realization of what Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection has produced in us now, the gift that we've been given through redemption and salvation. One of the things St. Paul will often say is that you've been chosen, that God chose you. And he explains what it means that God has chosen us. What does it mean that we're chosen as children of God? There's a beautiful passage. I've touched on this periodically in the past. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and following. St. Paul said, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ." In just a couple of sentences, Paul describes in very vivid terms the fundamental core of what it means to be a Christian, and in particular, what Christ has done for us. And what you can see in reading the words of the apostles, the letters they write, they personally draw tremendous strength from the fundamental truth of who they are in Christ. I mean, it's kind of self-evident. You might say, well, yeah, sure they do. But it's the kind of grace and the kind of strength that allows them to be buoyed, to be encouraged, to be filled with hope and strengthened with endurance and great patience in the face of trial, difficulty, disappointment, all the realities of living in a fallen world and how difficult that can be. They have a deep inner strength that comes from a knowledge, from faith, an understanding in truth of who Christ is and what he's done for us. And they know it's not just a story about Jesus, a historical person, but they understand what Christianity is fundamentally, that it's new life in Christ. And that new life produces in us real change and real life transformation. And that what we have in Christ is a relationship with God so deep, so profound, they express it in saying that we, each person who's baptized into Christ, literally becomes a temple of God. We become a dwelling place of God. God draws near to us. God makes his home in us. God totally identifies with us in his beloved Son, Jesus. And I want to touch here, try to break open what Paul means and what he's saying here. Maybe we can hopefully can inspire you today to understand who you are more fully. Again, verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you." So there's Paul's heart, the heart of an apostle. And he has God's heart. He's God's heart toward each and every one of us and saying, he gives thanks. And we can say that to each other. I give thanks to God for you, you who are listening today, who God has touched, who God has made, who God is calling to salvation and redemption. He goes on to say, "Brethren, beloved by the Lord." It's such an important, profound way to understand who we are in Christ. Who are you? You're the beloved. You are loved by God. Your life has meaning. Your life has eternal significance because you're beloved by God. Remember St. John Paul II, back in 2002 said at World Youth Day to all the young people who were listening to him. He said, "We are not the sum of our weaknesses and our failures," which are often the ways we think about ourselves. Our minds are often so filled with regret, so filled with a deep awareness of our own weaknesses, our own failures. But the Holy Father goes on and says this: "We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our capacity to become His image, the image of His Son. We're not the sum of our failures and our weaknesses. We're the sum of the Father's love for us." Think about that. Where does your identity come from? Where does your security come from? What makes you valuable? What makes your life valuable? We are valuable because the God of the universe, God the Father, His beloved Son, the Holy Spirit, God the Father loves you. He knows you. He made you. You're His idea. He values you profoundly. Your life is valuable because God, the creator of the universe, truly values you. That's where your dignity, identity, and strength come from. So Paul's able to say very clearly in the passage, you're beloved by the Lord. He died on a cross for you out of obedience and love for the Father, but out of love for you. People have often said, you know, if you're the only person on the planet, He would have come and laid down His life for you. He knows you. You're not just a nameless, faceless, hairless biped, as it used to define human beings, right? Hairless bipeds. You're God's son or you're God's daughter, uniquely made and beloved by the Lord. That's God's heart for you. And so Paul is rejoicing in it. And he goes on to say, you're beloved by God. Why? Because God chose you from the beginning. Chose you for what? To be saved through sanctification by the Spirit. What does that mean, to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit? What does the word sanctification mean? It means to be set apart, to be made holy, to share in God's holy life in some way. So what Paul is saying, that it's through the gift of the Holy Spirit that God has saved you. Jesus died on a cross. He shed His blood for you. Jesus shed His blood for you so that He could cleanse you. He could cleanse me from the stain of original sin and all sin. Sin is that power at work in us, our decision to say no to God. And that no to God causes us to be separated from God and God's life. I've said many times on the program, Father Cantalamessa would often say that a way to understand this is sin's nearness to us provokes God's remoteness, because God who's holy cannot be united to what is unholy. But God desires to be united to us. And so He sends His Son to become a sacrifice for sin. As the Apostle John says, He's come to take away sin. He's come to take away your sin, my sin. He died for the sins of the world, and He takes away sin through the offering of His life, becoming a sacrifice for sin, Scripture said. And through the shedding of His blood, the letter to the Hebrews says, He cleanses our conscience. He purifies us. The purification of your soul and mine is a work of God. It's not my work primarily. It's a work of God that I cooperate with, but I don't clean myself up and then present myself to God. I stand in total need of God's saving action in Jesus. I need God to do something entirely new in me, to give me a new heart, to give me a new mind, to become a new creation in Christ, to give me all that belongs to Jesus. So He cleanses us of sin so that the Holy God can come and dwell within us. As I said earlier, Paul would say, your body is not your own. You were purchased at a price, and your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God's desire in His work of salvation, His desire is to draw near to us and literally to dwell in us and give us a share in His own life. That's why St. John would say, He gave us power to become children of God. We're born again through, as the Apostle John would say in the Gospel chapter 3, Jesus says, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't become a child of God. How do you become a child of God? By being born again through water and the Spirit. In baptism, that old man and sin and original sin is put to death. And the cross of Christ is applied to your life and mine in baptism. God acts through that sacrament. And he takes away the stain of original sin. And we rise, we die with Christ in that baptism, and we rise with him to new life. The new life has begun in us through baptism. Why? Because we're given the life. Christianity means new life. It's not just a way of life. It's not just a philosophy or a theological vision. It is fundamentally something substantial, something transformational. It's a new life in Christ. So Paul says, I know God chose you. Precisely because Paul understood the reality of what happened when those he had preached to had heard the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they said yes to it. So Paul will say, I know God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. So the reality of what happens in baptism, that literally God comes to dwell in you as in a temple, the most dignifying thing that could ever happen. And this, if I could just stop for a second, friends, and say, this has to be the source of our identity. Here's where the confidence and security and depth of just self-awareness of our value, our eternal value, where does it come from? It comes from knowing that God loved us so much. Number one, he made us. He knows us. But he also has come to save and rescue us. And how he's done it in this amazing truth, the reality that God himself came, the person of his son Jesus, who died for us, so that heaven and earth could be united to human flesh, so that Jesus, through his passion, death, and resurrection, could deal with everything in us that separates us from God and from our destiny, which was ours from the beginning, to become children of God. Jesus took away all the obstacles to that reality because God wants you to be his child. God wants you to be his son, his daughter. And through Jesus, he paid the ultimate price to make it possible. That's how much God loves you. So Paul said, that reality, becoming a child of God, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, being made holy, that is the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us, and God gives us a share in what is his, that is his very holiness. And he moves in us in power to become children, then he wants to set us apart. That's another way to understand holiness, sanctification, to be set apart for God, to belong to God, to be his. And that, friends, is our great dignity. We belong to another. We belong to God. Paul would say, as I mentioned, your body's not your own. You've been purchased at a price. So glorify God in your body. Your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're a dwelling place of God. So Paul tells us you've been saved by this work, this sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, and by belief in the truth. Friends, we'll continue this theme again tomorrow. Hope you can join me. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.